It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in this silsila, Blessings of Quran, we will discuss ayat number 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which the month of Ramadan is mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. The month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance to mankind and clear proofs of guidance and the criterion, and whosoever of you gets this month, he must observe fast in this month. And whosoever is ill or on a journey have to fast the same number of days at another time. Allah Azza wa Jal intends for you ease. He does not want to make things difficult for you. And He desires that you may complete the number. And you should glorify Allah Azza wa Jal for having guided you, that you may be grateful. This was the literal translation of this ayah kareema. And as usual, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss few words of this ayah kareema, and we will learn and listen the virtues of this great and beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ramadan could be the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, like Rahman, because in this month Allah Azza wa Jal's ibadat takes place day and night. Therefore, it is called Shahri Ramadan. Month of Ramadan means the month of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarika that do not say that Ramadan came and Ramadan went. Rather say, month of Ramadan came and month of Ramadan went. Like Masjid or Kaaba, we call them or name them as house of Allah, because the work of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal takes place in the Masjid or in the Kaaba. For that reason, that relationship is made with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, Ramadan is month of Allah, because in this month the work of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal takes place. For example, fasting, Taraweeh, etc. These are purely works of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that people do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, no other reason. But also in the state of fasting, in the state of roza, when you do your job or you do tijarat, you do business, that would also be regarded as the work of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The word Ramadan is derived from the word Ramdun, which means heat or to burn. Because in this month, people face or they bear the heat of hunger and thirst. That's why this month is called month of Ramadan. Oh, because in this month sins are burnt down. Therefore, this month is called month of Ramadan. And some scholars have said that when the names of months were kept, people of Arabia, they gave names to certain months according to the season. Because the month of Ramadan came in summer, when the summer was on its peak, so they call this month Ramadan. And the month which came in the spring weather was called Rabiul Awwal. And the month which came in winter, when the winter was so severe that water was freezing, so they called this month Jamadiul Ula. So these are different reasons why the month of Ramadan is called Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Qur'an was revealed in this month. Unzila is derived from the root word inzal. Anzala, yunzilo, inzal. Which means to reveal one time completely, not bit by bit, to reveal one time. And fihe, this pronoun, this he, this refers to the month of Ramadan. So that means in the month of Ramadan, complete Quran was revealed. But it was revealed in Lawh-e Mahfuz or in the first heaven. There are different sayings. And then in 23 years, bit by bit, Qur'an-e Pak was revealed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even when Qur'an-e Pak was revealed bit by bit, the first wahi came or it started in the month of Ramadan, like five ayat of Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq were revealed on 17th Ramadan al-Mubarak on Monday at the time of Sahri, just before Subh al-Sadiq, just before the time of dawn. And there are other narrations which suggests that the first revelation came on the 24th of Ramadan. So either way, Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hudal linnas. Quran is guidance for mankind. Or Ramadan is guidance for mankind. So if we take the meaning that Ramadan is a guidance for mankind, it means that Ramadan changes the hearts of the people. When Ramadan comes, the condition of masajid changes. They are filled with people, with worshippers. Tilawat, recitation of Quran, dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal increases. So in other months, in 11 months, waaz, nasiyat, advice, which cannot make impact upon people, just the arrival of month of Ramadan makes more effect, that everyone gets ready to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning when we say that Hudal linnas, here the guidance for people is Ramadan. And if we take the other meaning, that Quran is the guidance for people, then the meaning is very clear, because instructions are given in Quran Kareem. And also keep in mind that hidayat of Quran, the guidance of Quran, is through the medium of Hadith-e-Mubarakah. If one denies Hadith-e-Mubarakah, or does not accept the validity of Hadith-e-Mubarakah, then it is impossible to know what is the meaning of Salat and Zakat. So therefore, it is important that we should learn Quran Kareem in the light of a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Ramadan Mubarak is a very blissful month. Some ulama, some scholars have said, as Jummah is greater amongst the days, similarly Ramadan is greater amongst the months. And some ulama have said that Rabiul Awwal is greater, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the month of Rabiul Awwal. There are four names for the month of Ramadan: Mahi Ramadan, Mahi Sabr, Mahi Muwasat, and Mahi Wusat Rizq. Roza, fasting, is patience, is sabr, and its reward is Rabb Ta'ala. Its reward is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And that fast is kept in this month. Therefore it is called Mahe Sabr. And the meaning of Muwasat is to do good to others, or to do some work of welfare for others. Because in this month, Muslims normally do great work of welfare towards Muslims, and especially towards their close relatives, which of course you get more sawab when you do for your relatives. Therefore it is called the month of Muwasat. And in this month, everybody's sustenance increases. Even poor people who were unable to attain many different types of ni'mats and foods, they also get many different types of foods and ni'mats and helps. Therefore, it is called the month of Wus'ati Rizq. And there are many virtues of this month, and inshallah azza wa jal, few of them we will mention in this silsila. Kaaba Muazzama grants to the Muslims but calls them, come to me, I will grant you. And the month of Ramadan is that it comes to the Muslims and distributes the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in other words, Kaaba is like a well and month of Ramadan is like a river. Oh, Kaaba is like a river and the month of Ramadan is like a rain. So wherever you are, the clouds will come and the rain will reach to you. So wherever in the world you are, the month of Ramadan will come and will bless you. In every month or in certain dates, there are certain times in which ibadat takes place. For example, when Bakra Eid comes, Eidul Adha comes, there are certain dates in which Hajj is performed, in which Qurbani is performed. 10th of Muharram, Yawmi Ashura, is a great day, not the whole month. But in the month of Ramadan, every day, every night is great. And in every day and every night, Ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal takes place. Roza is Ibadat. Iftar is Ibadat. And then after Iftar, waiting for Taraweeh, there is Ibadat. Then after performing Taraweeh, sleeping with the intention of getting up for Sahri, then eating the food of Sahri, Iftari. So everything, in every moment, there is Ibadat. Ramadan is like an oven. Like you put a piece of steel which is full of rust in an oven so that heat will clean that piece of steel, that piece of iron. And it can even melt, and if you mold it, it can become a part of a machine and can be sold with a huge price in the marketplace. And with that heat in the oven, you can actually make beautiful jewelry for the beloved, to decorate and beautify the beloved. So similarly, the month of Ramadan purifies the sinners, takes the filth, the rust away from them, and it increases the station of pious people, of muttaqeen. In the month of Ramadan, the thawab of nafil is equal to fard, and the thawab of fard is equal to 70 faraid. And that only happens in the month of Ramadan. And some ulama ikram say that the one who dies in the month of Ramadan, there is no reckoning of qabr. There is no accountability of qabr on that person. Keep in mind that Shabbi Qadr is in this month. And that night, Shabbi Qadr, is probably 27th night. Because in Laylatul Qadr, there are 9 letters. And this word is repeated, Laylatul Qadr, is repeated 3 times in Suratul Qadr. So, 9 plus 9 plus 9 is 27. So, this indicates that Shabbi Qadr is 27th night. And many of the great awliya Allah and scholars have suggested that this could be the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Also keep in mind that in the month of Ramadan, Shaitan is chained and the doors of Jahannam are shut down. The doors of Jannat are opened up. And the pious people, they increase their piety in this month. And sinners also start performing ibadat. And there's decrease in sins. And there's increase in thawab or in the ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And some sins which are committed by people in the month of Ramadan is not because of shaitan. Is because of their own nafs-e ammara or hamzad, that shaitan which is born with every person and he stays with every person. Ulama-i-Kiram have said that in the month of Ramadan there is no accountability on eating or drinking. So whatever halal that you eat and halal that you drink in the month of Ramadan, there is no accountability. In Qiyamah, Ramadan and Quran both will intercede. Ramadan will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I have kept this person thirsty and hungry in me, while he was fasting. And Quran will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I have kept him away from his rest, because during the night he used to perform Taraweeh and spend a lot of time in Ibadat. Their Shafa'at or intercession will be accepted for those people who fast in the month of Ramadan and recite Quran and listen to Quran Kareem. Our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would set every prisoner free in the month of Ramadan, and he would grant every beggar. So Allah Azza wa Jal also sets many Jahannamis free from the fire of hell. Therefore, Muslims should do virtuous deeds in this month. They must do deeds of thawab and neki in this month, so they can also be set free from the fire of Jahannam. Also, very important to note that Ramadan is the only month which is mentioned by name in Quran Kareem, and its virtues are being mentioned in Quran Kareem. There is no other month whose name has been mentioned clearly in Quran Kareem. And amongst the women, Hazrat Bibi Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, her name is mentioned. And amongst Sahaba-i-Karam, Hazrat Zaid ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's name is mentioned. So the azmat, the greatness of all these three is understood. One is the month of Ramadan, and Hazrat Bibi Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi Rasul. In the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftar and at the time of sahri or suhoor, dua is accepted. And no other month has got this greatness or this virtue. In the word Ramadan, there are five letters: Ra, Meem, Dod, Alif, Noon. Ra means Rahmat-e-Ilahi, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meem means Mahabbat-e-Ilahi, the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dod means Daman-e-Ilahi, that is the responsibility which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes of us. And Alif means here Aman-e-Ilahi. Aman is the protection, the peace which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. And Noon means here Noor Ilahi, the light of Almighty Allah. And in the month of Ramadan, there are five exclusive ibadat: fast, Taraweeh, Tilawat of Quran Kareem, Itikaf, and Ibadat in Shab Qadr, in Laylatul Qadr. So, whoever will do these five exclusive ibadat with sincerity, he will qualify to attain those five bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, or rewards of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are mentioned with the reference of the letters of month of Ramadan. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from this ayah kareema we learn many beautiful Madani pearls, and inshallah Azza wa Jal we will discuss few. When a time or a place is related to something great, then that time and place also becomes great. It's mentioned in Quran Kareem why the month of Ramadan is great. Because Quran was revealed. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So its greatness is because of revelation of Quran. So on this rule, on this principle, we can understand that the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, the date in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and the day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, are very great. Because in this month, or in this date, or in this day, Sahib-e-Quran came, the possessor of Quran Kareem. Rather, some Ashqan-e-Rasool, Ulama-e-Ikram, they have said that Rabiul Awwal is greater than Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, Quran came, and in Rabiul Awwal, Sahib-e-Quran came. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than Quran. Therefore, when a person, he visits Kaaba, he's Haji, the one who recites Quran Kareem, he's Qari, and the one who sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the sight of Iman, and he dies with that state, he is Sahabi. And Sahabi's station is very great. No Wali, no Alim, no Qutb, no Ghaus, no Abdal can reach the station of Sahabi Rasul. But also keep in mind that Kalam-e-Ilahi, which is the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is greater than every creation. So when we say Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is greater than Quran, we refer to makhluk, which is the book. But as far as the kalam, which is the sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, no makhluk can be greater than the kalam of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And second Madani pearl which we learn from this ayah kareema, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you ni'mat, you should make takbir, as it's mentioned, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ. You should glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we understand that Nara'i takbir, Nara'i risalat is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when a person is listening to a bayan, he benefited, he got knowledge, and he enjoyed. And in that state of enjoyment, he said, Nara'i takbir, Nara'i risalat. That's wonderful. That is actually proven from Quran Kareem. To show your happiness is very great. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give Mubarak to Sahaba Ikram when the crescent of Ramadan used to be sighted. So this is a wonderful sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, when the time of Shab-e-Viladat, the night of birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes, then it is jais for Muslims to celebrate in the sanctioned way, in the allowed way, a way which is sanctioned and allowed in Sharia. And to give Mubarak at that time is wonderful. As normally we see, Amir Ahle Sunnat gets very happy and he gives Mubarak to all the Ashkan-e Rasool, to the lovers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak and congratulations. We also learn that something which is important, beneficial to you, if it comes to you, it is allowed to celebrate and to be happy and express your joy and happiness. And when that thing which is important and beneficial leaves you, then it is also sawab to show sadness. Look, at the time of nikah, we celebrate, we are happy. But at the time of talaq, or at the time when husband dies, then iddat becomes necessary upon the women, because there is now the mourning period. There is now to show the sadness. So therefore, when the month of Ramadan comes, we are happy. We congratulate each other and we celebrate. But when the Ramadan is leaving, then to show the sadness, or to read ash'ar or couplets in Jum'atul Wida, or to give bayan of such nature in which the sadness is shown, that is jais and allowed. The reason of doing this is that the few days which are left, people can take those few days seriously and they can make more ibadat. Therefore, to call it shirk or bid'ah is not correct. It's actually foolishness. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have seen Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah, that when the month of Ramadan comes, he's so happy. He expresses his happiness. He congratulates the whole Muslim Ummah. And when the month of Ramadan is about to leave, then he cries like a baby. So this is wonderful. This is within the teachings of our religion. This is not something unusual. This is not something strange. This is not an innovation. This was actually the way of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. This was the way of pious people always. And we learn that month of Ramadan is greater than all the months, because Quran was revealed in it, and Shab-e-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And why it became greater than 1,000 months? Because Quran was revealed in it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And the personality upon whom the Quran was revealed, that personality is greater than every creation. Because when the Quran was revealed, the words of Quran were revealed on the blessed ears of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the meaning of Quran was revealed on the intellect of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the asrar and the secrets of Quran Kareem were revealed on the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this Ayah Kareema, we learn many beautiful Madani flowers. And there are some masail, shari'i masail or fiqhi masail related to month of Ramadan, fasting, sahri and iftari, and we'll mention that few as well. In the month of Ramadan, the time of iftar and suhoor is very blessed time, very mubarak. At that time, du'as are accepted. It is better that one should open his fast with something pure and halal, like date or water. Because opening fast with date or water is sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One who gives someone to open the fast, he gets the thawab equal to the fasting person. This does not mean that the person who is fasting, his thawab is taken and given to the one who is giving to open the fast. No, he will also get the thawab. And this does not mean that the one who is giving some food for people to open the fast, he is exempted from fasting. So he also has to fast, but he'll get extra thawab. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there are so many beautiful things regarding month of Ramadan, but our time has allowed us to say these few things. And inshallah, when we will get another chance, another opportunity, we will discuss few more virtues of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Do maximum ibadat in this beautiful month, and let's do things in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, and we get salvation and forgiveness and freedom from the hellfire. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.